Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, October the 23rd, 293rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Arcata Area Commander for the California Highway Patrol, Adam Yeager. Got it all right.
You got it all right. Yep.
Yeah.
Left off the captain, but that's okay. Commander's better.
Well, that's blinding. You know, that brass thing is just a little too blinding for me right now. Yeah, it started with a C, and I wasn't sure where it was going from there. Klutz. That would work. Ooh, would that be funny?
I think Sheriff Downey and Chief Mills have it easier. Less easy title.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to say they were more klutzy.
No.
Maybe. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about wintertime. It might sort of kind of possibly be here.
I think it is here.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about some of the challenges that brings on when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager, Captain Adam Yeager.
Thank you.
But before we do, our quote this afternoon, let's see. I got pain. That's a good one. I've got parenting. Let's see if I can find another.
You said parrot head?
Close.
Oh, parenting. Oh,
parenting, okay. Yes. You're just going to rub that whole thing in, aren't you? Okay, and I've got sin. What's your choice?
I like parenting.
Oh.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to go with sin, but that's okay. Let's find a parenting quote here. Okay, the quote comes from Jean Kerr, 1957. Probably don't recognize her.
I do not.
Please don't eat the daisies.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I know. It's one of those. The real menace in dealing with a five-year-old is that in no time at all, you begin to sound like a five-year-old. So keep that in mind as you're enjoying things this evening, okay?
Okay.
Smart guy. Eventually, we'll make a full reference, full disclosure to what's going on tonight that he's at and I'm not. But I'm hacked off and he's smiling, so. There's already been a couple hints made. We'll work on that for you. Wintertime. Around here, most times, wintertime is okay. We still get sunshine. We still get fog. We still get a bunch of this stuff. When you think of wintertime as a law enforcement agency, what pops into your head?
Just driving habits not changing when that rain starts pouring, and it just seems that we can't get people to slow down and have safe following distances, and they keep the same habits. We had that crash here over a week ago at CR. We had 9 cars involved.
And yeah, what triggered that? I got the press release, but I wasn't here to hear the story.
Yeah, it started out with two vehicles collided, a big rig and a car. Nothing bad, but was stopped the freeway. And then people coming up too fast behind, and then we had 3 separate crashes behind that.
Too fast and not paying attention?
Yeah, too fast, not paying attention, not looking ahead, falling too close, too unsafe speed for conditions, like we call it, and you just have to slow down.
Was it foggy or anything goofy, or was it
just the rain, just coming down? I mean, it was pouring.
Oh, it was during one of the unloads.
It was pouring.
Okay.
But
yeah, that is kind of more exciting to try to drive during those times.
Yeah, but
we don't do tests. See, DMV, California Department of Motor Vehicles, doesn't do tests on wet conditions, unless you just happen to get the short straw when you're taking the driving test.
Right.
Is that something you think, do we really understand? Hydroplaning, delayed reaction time? Put a little streak on the windshield also because maybe the wiper isn't 100%. Mm-hmm. Do we understand what those things can do?
I would hope so, with anybody with driving experience and that pays attention to what's going on out there. We have ongoing training, but I don't think we want to pass that law, right? Another law that says you got to have driver's training.
No, what I was thinking is something along the lines of, here's a chance for you to see what it is. You know, kind of like the old get the announcer or get the DJ drunk on air,
mm-hmm.
and you see what one drink means, two, three, four, five. And I would think the same thing, you know, even like in a parking lot, large enough so it'd be safe. Hose the thing down. This is what it's like the first rain. You know, you got all the oil there. Now stop.
That's what we do. We do that in the academy, and then we do annual driver's training, and we go out and drive around the cones at the drag strip, and not necessarily, you know, we wet the roadway down, but we constantly train, and we drive. That's what we do. But, gosh, it'd be sure nice if people would just change their driving habits, allowed more time, and slow down.
I thought somewhere I saw, maybe it was a PSA on TV or something. It was a visual. Talking about distracted driving and that going 65 miles an hour, we really don't understand what 65 means. I mean, very few of us stand out on the highway and watch cars go by. And there are some that do, but not many of us. Okay, how far do you travel in 10 seconds going 65? The reference was a football field or more. So the equivalent would be close your eyes as you're driving because you're not paying attention.
Right.
May as well close your eyes. And that one kind of stuck as a visual for me that, okay, now I get that. I can wrap my head around that. Hydroplaning. How much water has to be underneath the vehicle in order for a hydroplane potential to occur?
I'm not sure on that. I think it just matters on the – there's so many different factors because you got speed, you got tire tread, you have roadway conditions and roadway surfaces, and there's a lot. I mean, everybody I know, you hit a puddle and you feel that woo, and that's where people hit those puddles and they feel that and they instantly hit their brakes and then now they're spinning and they're out of control. Whereas if you just let off the gas and go through that, and not steer, not brake, you'll do fine.
Even if you don't have a margarita with you.
Yes.
Right. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 324. Wrong side of the break. I get so confused easily. Perhaps I had that margarita, not you, huh? We're back to talk shop with Adam Yeager. Adam, the concept of tire, you mentioned it, the rubber and the tread and stuff. When do you start to see that tire tread isn't working as efficiently? At what point do you see or recommend that people ought to start changing their tires? Because I think a lot of us, if we see an indention, oh, okay, well, there's still something there, rather than taking it down to the threads.
Yeah, I mean, if you see your tires are wearing, not wearing, or they're wearing weird, or the insides are wearing, you got to get those rotated. You got to have them looked at because you're probably not balanced. And I'm not a tire mechanic, but you've got to rotate tires, and I know that's very important. And pay attention to those tires and try to keep track of your miles and how many miles you have on them. And I know there's a lot of tire services you can pull in. They'll rotate for free and look at them and give you an evaluation. That's the best way to do it, is have a professional look at them. But people can do the eyeball test and look at them and know, yeah, those aren't good.
Yeah, what used to be the head of Lincoln?
Yeah.
If it didn't fit in, then it was time to change.
But I think more than anything, you see tires that are wearing funny, which means they've hit a curb and they're out of balance. And
Or the alignment's a little goofy.
Alignment's off.
Yeah. So hey, when you When you see somebody, or when one of your folks see somebody driving, let's call it erratically, during this time, okay, during the wet season, more times than not, is it still inebriated? Or is it some of these things that you've alluded to already kind of kicking in and causing?
Yeah, I think it's more of just mostly if they're driving fast in the rain, they're just not changing their habits. So they're just, yeah.
It's always 14 and a half minutes to get to work. It's going to be 14 and a half
right.
this morning.
Yeah, yeah. And I get that. I understand that. We all have busy schedules, and it's hard to add on 15 minutes when you're trying to get kids out the door or trying to get to work. And
you're suggesting that people drive 32 miles an hour instead of 65? That'd be twice the...
Oh, I don't think you need to go that slow. That causes a hazard in itself, but... there's nothing wrong with driving 50, 55 miles an hour when it's pouring down rain and you're on 101. You don't have to be doing 65 or 70. Not safe.
Yeah, and everybody else seems to want to, and that's okay. I suppose you have to put your flashers on.
Safe distances.
What about texting? I would imagine you alluded to the situation last week. I know that there was a projected or a possible death caused by texting. Okay, I would imagine you get a couple of those under your belt and you guys are going to be on the warpath really quick. How much does that compound driving in the rain? How much does that compound driving too fast, not paying attention, all these other things?
Oh, I think it compounds it quite a bit, that kind of distraction. If you add that in there with driving too fast or driving under the influence, and then you're throwing in playing with your cell phone. Like we've talked about, you put blindfold on. You might as well put a blindfold on. You know, you're banking that nothing's going to happen in front of you, and it could. I mean, could be a traffic hazard, could be a stopped car, could be a construction worker, could be someone blew
Bird,
a tire and stopped.
Raccoon,
yeah, an elk, raccoon, deer. I mean, we have.
I think the elk we would see.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's not sprinting across.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's an elk without attitude, and I've only found the ones that have attitude. a lot of folks hunt in our area, and they're, I would suggest, are probably used to some of the funny conditions. For those of us, it seems to me interesting, if you get out of your routine, okay, or the sun's rising now a little bit later, and all of a sudden you're staring at it and having to deal with it that way. Will most people make accommodations for things like sun? Or is that another thing? We just do what we do and we don't think about it. And if we're blinded for 15 seconds, then okay, I know where the road is.
15 seconds? Wow.
Well, you come around the corner, let's say, like
right.
It feels landing.
Sun. No,
there's a sunrise and you can't get your bearings.
Yeah. You slow down. Let off that gas and slow down. Use your visor, use sunglasses. I mean, it all sounds simple. That's so simple, but
that's what I'm thinking. I'm sure the Office of Traffic Safety, listen to me using your words, yeesh, do I have to reset? That they talk about that kind of stuff, but it's interesting that it doesn't seem to take hold with people.
Well, if you really look at the amount of people that are out there driving, it does take hold with the majority, because it's not. It's only a small percentage that are crashing. So we're not talking about, yeah. So a lot of it's luck. I agree with that. But we do, if you really look at the amount of people that drive out there, and, you know, we have that argument on 36. If you drive, we've said this before, but not under the influence, don't drive too fast, pay attention, the roadway's fine.
Stay on your Schwinn.
Yeah.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Adam Yeager from the CHP. I guess the volcano hasn't blown yet, huh?
Nope.
Yeah. when you are working with either families or individuals who are new drivers, or families that have got geriatric drivers, so either end of the spectrum, where you got a lot of experience and the physical is fading, or you've got rip snorting physical, but the experience pool is really, really, really shallow. How do you work with those folks? Are there things that you try to get them to pay a little bit more attention to because of either diminished physical capabilities or because they just haven't experienced all the different options that are out there?
And we do. Matt Harvey does a great job for us with the Start Smart program through the high schools. We and the Highway Patrol is really picking up an emphasis on that. I'm not sure we can do any more that we're doing, but we're trying to statewide, trying to do really get into the high schools. I know I was meeting with some area commanders last week, and some of the things that high schools are doing throughout the Northern Division area is for a student to get a parking permit for high school, the school says they got to go through our Start Smart class.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is way cool. So it's not punishment. They go in and they can sit through our 4-hour class and watch and listen, and hopefully that can save some kids' lives. So that's a good way. There's ways that the court can also, when a teenager gets a ticket, can make them go through our Start Smart class, which is would be good part of the penalty, I guess, if you say.
Learning opportunity.
Yes. So we're really going to start turning it up a little bit and partnering with the high schools a little bit more and try to get these kids through that Start Smart class. Instead, right now we're only touching a small portion. We want to do more with that. But there's also the senior program, and Matt's involved with that through the Senior Resource Center, where we've done classes, and he's helped them with classes for the senior drivers. So we have a very good program with that as well. So
how do you, if you're a parent, most of us remember when. Okay, probably a little vaguely. And a lot of us, when we went through, had the driver's ed class as part of the high school.
Right.
And I know that's changed.
It has changed.
So what references do we have? What is going on now when you guys are doing the Start Smart? What are the areas of emphasis? How can we reiterate or echo or support the messages that Matt and the folks are doing?
Well, just I would like to see that it's mandatory for anybody, any 16-year-old getting a license, 16 to 18 to 19, should have to go through this course. And right now it's voluntary. It's voluntary for the parents to have their kids go through it. But
what are some of the things that are taught that are the basic fundamentals?
Fear.
Good. Your fear of cops. Okay, good,
no.
Good.
I know. We have some very impact videos of crashes and what happens to inside that car that should put the fear in them. Sometimes they'll have speakers come, parents of teens that have been killed, and that's very impactful.
Kind of like the 15-minute thing?
Yeah, the every 15 minutes. Yeah. At the end of, we do that at the end of the year. I know Matt's already setting some up for the high schools in the spring, but just having that, that's really beneficial, having either a teen come in that's maybe lost a friend or a brother or a sister or a parent coming that's lost their kid and talk about it. And
something about reality instead of theory.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not all about, watching movies and there's car crashes all the time in movies and they get out and walk away and it's not real.
Yeah. You wonder if it's strawberry milkshakes or not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you saw that one too, huh? Go through. With some of the different things that are out there, though, Adam, that I guess are leading factors or contributing factors that we don't think about, to me, the one that is always, is getting a mosquito inside the car. Trapped up in the front window, and you try to flick it out or smack it or what. I suppose it's the same as not paying attention, even though you're looking in the right direction.
Yeah, for me, it's a bee. Oh gosh, I hate bees, and so I know mosquitoes. Sometimes you can squish it pretty easily, or get the window and get it sucked out.
It doesn't fight back real hard. Yeah,
but no, I mean, I've been in that situation, and you got to tell yourself, pull over and stop, and if the mosquitoes bother you that much, pull over in a safe spot and take care of it, or a bee, or a fly, or whatever that distraction is. Don't do it while you're moving down the roadway. So.
Things fly around in the cars an awful lot, you know, that are not car seat related. I think cell phones flying around, you know, that kind of stuff. Do you see the impact of some of those things now on a more regular basis, whether it's cell phones or just loose things around the rigs?
Well, it's hard because after the aftermath of a crash, trying to put all that back together when you don't have people that can give you statements and you're trying to figure it out, it's hard to, you know, sometimes if you have a passenger or something that can tell you this is what they were doing, or they were reaching to the back seat, or it's hard to put that together. Cell phones, we are really taking a hard look at those at crashes, and especially when there's serious injury or death, where we're taking the cell phone and we're writing a search warrant for it and going through it and trying to see whether that thing was being used or not.
Figure out what's going on. You.
Yeah.
Are pets often a distraction?
I can't think of there too many times where I've seen an accident caused by a pet. I think I haven't seen a lot of that, but I do see pets sitting on laps, and
that's
and
what
I think to myself.
You know, a dog, he's sticking the head out the.
I can't, you know, right? I mean, unless I'm not being told where I'm at, but I just don't see where that's been a big factor.
You know, particularly some of these folks drive around 2-3 little dogs, right?
Yeah.
You know, at some point the dogs are going to get into a fight, or something's going to go on, or it just is amazing. I've never heard anybody talk about pets.
Yeah, that's.
But yeah, it's okay.
Can eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
When you're driving down the road. Another hint.
Yeah, another hint. All right. Full disclosure when we come back. KINS News and Information Times 3:42. We'll be back with more from Adam Yeager.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It is 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with our own parrot head, Adam Yeager. Well, okay.
Another hint.
Me too. So Adam this evening is taking his family and seeing a Jimmy Buffett concert.
And you're jealous.
Am I jealous? Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I'll just go watch my posters and wear my merchandise and play the songs and not worry about it.
I will text you while I'm not driving.
Yeah.
A picture.
Oh, dandy.
From
good.
The sixth row.
Sixth row? You're in the sweat zone?
I guess I am. Yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's been a while. It's been over 15 years, I think, or longer maybe, since I've.
All right. We'll find out who's still a member of the Coral Reefer Band then. Okay.
There we go.
This time of the year, headlights, people using them at different times, windshield wipers, using them where perhaps they haven't in the past, defrosters, all this kind of stuff that is typically related to weather in one form or another. How do you check these things out? Or what is a clue? Okay, if your headlights are not functioning properly, it's tough to tell when you're driving.
Yeah, but
is there a way that you can check that out?
You can, the headlights, at nighttime if you have them on, facing your garage, you can tell whether you do the brights and back and forth and see. But you can also look. A lot of them have that cover that gets a little bit oxidized and needs to be cleaned. And
cleaners. The thing that all the TV ads are always talking about.
Yeah. But there's cleaners to make that, to make your headlights more efficient. And windshield wipers, I think in the first rain, I was in Oregon here a while back on a field trip, and it was raining up there at Crater Lake, and I was like, oop, time to get windshield wipers.
And what were you doing at Crater Lake?
Field trip.
What does that mean?
With the kids.
Oh, Osage. Okay.
Crater Lake in the rain. And
good timing.
3 hours looking at the lake and never saw it. It was all fogged in.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys go down the trail?
We hiked all of our trails. We were right.
I mean, the one that goes.
Yeah, we were on looking
you
right
went down that
the
way?
Lake and could not see. Every once in a while, the fog would pass and you could see the island.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You didn't take the boat out to the island?
It was a bummer. It was. We were.
Yeah. The kids did that.
We didn't even do that.
I'm not going to go down that stupid trail. I take up too much of the space on the trail. There's no chance.
But anyway, I mean, I noticed my windshield wipers. Like, okay, I got to get, you know, got to go one of the stores, and they'll help you put them on. You know, you tell them what you need, what model you have.
Oh, yeah. I can play stupid real easy.
They'll come outside and.
I don't know how to do that. This is a tricky one. Okay.
They come out and do it for you. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So there's no excuse. I mean, they're not that expensive.
Brake pads also, I would imagine. Yeah. All those types of things that if it gets a little wet or a little bit oily. Yeah.
You can hear them. You can feel them.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference.
Basically, what we're talking about is maintaining your vehicle and paying attention when you're driving.
Yeah. Love Rain-X on the windshield.
Do you guys do that on the squad cars?
We do. And it's amazing how it beads up. And, yeah, it's good.
Really even works. At high speeds?
It does. It
See,
does
I don't know about high speeds. Yeah. You're the high speed expert here.
Yeah.
Really okay. High speeds.
Yeah. Hopefully not in the rain. So we try not to.
Or without your lights on.
You don't have to. Yeah. Got to have your headlights on.
No, I meant to really.
Oh, the overhead lights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to put those on if we're going somewhere.
I would imagine.
Sometimes it causes more havoc than not when you have them
when
on.
When the cars are going fast with the lights on or the sirens off, what is that for?
Well, the sirens usually we use to clear intersections and warn people. We're on the highway. We're not going to do sirens because if it's kind of weird because you think you would hear them, but you don't hear them on the highway when you're doing 80 or 90 when you're rolling. You don't hear them until they're right up behind you.
I find
you.
That to be the case as I've been pacing behind you guys.
Yeah.
Have fun tonight, man.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop.
Fins up.
Oh, man. I'm so hacked off. I'll see you tomorrow.